Welcome to Inside the Raven's Eye. I'm your host, Alan Mitchell. My medicine name is Raven's Spirit. This podcast is partnered with Earth and Spirit Medicine, owned and operated by Winfield Ivers. His medicine name is Coyote Thunderhawk. He is a shaman here in the state of Utah. So make sure to visit earthandspiritmedicine.com and check out the services they provide. In this episode of Conversations with a Shaman, I ask Coyote Thunderhawk about imagination. I mentioned that I noticed in my life that I have a very strong imagination, and that could benefit me in many ways. I also noticed that my imagination can get out of control and leave me confused and lost. I ask, how can one become aware of when the imagination is in alignment with truth and when the imagination is off course? Is this what you call the truth detector? If so, how did you come to identify your truth detector in your life? Enjoy.
So, truth detector, imagination. And so, basically, to explain truth detector, for me, I believe that everybody has this innate ability to discern truth. No matter what it is. Let's say that through this podcast that I blah, blah, blahed for 10 minutes, and yet there was only 30 seconds of absolute universal truth. Can a person gather that 30 or that little sentence of truth and apply that in their life and understand that that was the only piece of truth, universal truth in there, even though other things lent towards that or something? So learning to discern how truth is and what the feeling is on the inside. And I believe, based upon not just what has happened for me, but based upon discussing this with other people and how truth feels and how we resonate very easily to truth. And then also sometimes in that idea of, because we're human, we question whether or not, okay, I just had this feeling. Was that really the truth? Because it's not like this long-lasting dinging. That's why I call it a detector in a way. It's like it detects. So I have trained myself to detect the truth now. So whether it's in a book, a listening, whatever, okay, it's in the energy waves, you know, it's the shamanic work, you know, where's the truth? Where's the truth? And so something starts to move, you know, in a very perfect frequency, perfect wave. That's the truth. It's like, you know, a humming, you know. And so in this idea of imagination and what we allow ourselves or don't consciously allow our minds to image. So years ago, I taught a class and in regards to self-mastery. And I was talking about the thoughts, words, feelings, and actions. And this gentleman said, well, you should add imagery to thoughts. You should add another word, he said. You need to put image in there because we image things. And that's what leads towards, you know, what we attain. And so I am a simplifier as well. So to me, that was already inclusive in the thought, because the thought is that place. We can't think. So if I say the word lemon, you can't really, it's not just, I had a thought of a word L-E-M-O-N. You know, if I spell it out, I'm seeing images of the letters. So the thought and the image are connective. They're not separate. Okay. It's so this unregulated thinking or a regulated thinking. Okay. An unregulated thinking leads to imagery that can lead to fear, that can lead to, you know, feeling lost and confused. Okay. And when we're not discerning truth and we're just kind of allowing, you know, what we think is the truth to alter the way that we live, that's jacked up. And that's the demise of the majority of the human race right now, and especially through this COVID-19, this pandemic, because it played a social horrificness around the world that people are doing their best to recover from, more so than the gosh dang virus itself. That's crazy to me, okay? So there's a mental phenomena going on around all of this, and people are trying to find their way through this now. And even then they were, but only now are they saying, post this, or why is this happening over here and not over here? What are the real solutions why this group of people are living with less rates of this, or these people over here? And is it vaccination? You know, oh my gosh, you know, that's a lot to concern ourselves with in this world, especially when we're wanting our children to be healthy and we're driving because we're in a frantic state over to the drive-through fast food place because we're in a hurry and people are asking for food and it's just too much effing pressure, man. Okay, cave, you know, $40 bank account, boom, okay, you're back home. But $40 can buy enough food to feed your family healthy for 3 to 5 days, see? So where's this way that we live and we're not being produced, we're actually producing, and so we become this equalizer. We have to, I should say, become the equalizer in our own self. And so we have to think in a specific manner, okay? So when I was on top of Boulder Mountain and my hip dislocated, and, you know, so and it was already an artificial hip, you know, and titanium plastic, all that jazz. Excuse me. So when it dislocated, I was still very thoughtful about all of this, okay? Because what else am I going to do? I'm all alone on this mountain. I'm radioing in through the repeaters my own emergency, okay? And as this is all going on, and as I'm having to think a lot, I have to be very aware and conscious. You know, you can't just be an idiot and be like, "Yeah, don't panic." Or yes, you can, but what good does that do? What good? So thinking methodically, thinking systematically, thinking deliberately, thinking in a way that allows me to speak the same way, that allows me to feel the same way, that allows me to act the same way. Okay, there's a tree 20 feet over there. I'm kind of paralyzed in this position because what I noticed, because I had three of those dislocations after that second hip replacement, and what I noticed was it's very debilitating. It's very paralyzing. It's where if there's any motion at all, it is excruciating pain in some strange way. And so as I was looking at this tree that had a fork in, I was getting to the point that I was going to figure out how I'm going to get over to that tree one way or another, because I'd already passed out three times from pain. And I've got a pretty high pain tolerance. So I'm going to navigate my way over to that tree, and it has a little crotch in it at the bottom. I could get my foot in there, and then I would leverage myself back and I would yank so that I could extend my leg out and reposition and put that hip back into place. Now, it takes two people at the hospital that know what they're doing, one up at the top end of the hip and one at the foot pulling and one pushing down on it to put it back into position. So that's a lot of work. That's a lot. But the thinking of it behind it, okay, it's powerful. It's the only way that I learned to navigate through the situations that either I presented or that were presented to me, but either way, I can still make a decision within it. So this idea to image myself through with solutions, okay? Not to be threatened by imagery that unregulated thoughts are creating so that I'm whacked out of my head at 2 a.m. thinking somebody's watching me and I'm going to die, or that I'm going to be eaten by a cougar, or that whatever is going on, okay, by this frantic unregulated thinking. And you know what we call that? And this is unfortunate, and nobody take this personal, okay? We're people and we're learning and we're growing. But what Winfield is saying is that anxiety is the result of that unregulated thinking, because nobody taught us how to set ourselves up for success and think an image in a way, or how to think in a way that creates the proper images so that we're speaking, feeling, and acting in a very certain way that allows us a freedom and a feeling of confidence, that we have a control, that we're safe, that we have a say, that it matters, that I can do whatever it is that I decide I want to do because I'm the one that dictates that, see? Not anyone else. But things happen in life. Hey, we're going to repo your car. Whoa. Well, why? Well, because I was behind on my payments. That's why. It's very simple. But it's those things that things happen because of. It's not like, oh my gosh, those idiots, they came. No, it's like, okay, how do I make certain that that doesn't ever happen again? How do I navigate in a way that I don't keep falling in the same effing hole all the time and then blaming the world for it, see? Well, I don't know if this is the direction we really wanted to go with this, but I'm telling you what, when you learn to discern truth, you can't navigate into deep pitted holes that you created for yourself in the past. Oshar.
I would like to thank you for listening to Inside the Raven's Eye. And if you have a particular topic matter that you would like to hear, please send me a request at insidetheravenseye@gmail.com. Also, make sure to visit earthandspiritmedicine.com and check out the services they provide. You have been listening to Coyote Thunderhawk in Conversations with a Shaman. I'm your host, Alan Mitchell, and we will see you on the next Inside the Raven's Eye. Much love and God bless.